oscillator whose frequency can be varied just as a receiver's frequency can be tuned. Instead of a crystal, a tuned circuit controls the frequency. The output of a VFO is weak and must be amplified. It is not common practice to key the cathode of a VFO, to key it, you got it, because this may cause the frequency to shift or create a chirping effect. That stuff's for the birds. Okay, keying the stage following the VFO creates a changing load to the oscillator, which may also cause chirps. Okay, next is the buffer amplifier. A stage with two purposes is often placed after the VFO. Its buffing action isolates the VFO from the keyed stage so that the keying does not cause a frequency change or chirp. This time, no cracks. Since it also amplifies a VFO signal, this stage is a combination buffer amplifier. Okay, now, look, we will continue with the VFO power supply and the final amplifier at a later date, and not because my throat is sore, because we got something special for you tonight. Now, it's one of the most essential things for ham radio. We got Morse code, the learning of it. Yes, since this is probably, and in fact it is, the thing that holds people behind the most when they want to get into ham radio. So, the thing to do is to learn it, and I thought I picked this lesson, because that's as good a lesson as any, to learn Morse code. I wonder how his brother Pete is doing. Morse code! Morse code, get it? Okay, here's what I want you to do. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to, see this little... Hear that? That's a little Morse code thing. You'll be able to hear it all right. I'm going to tap out a word in Morse code, letter by letter, okay? So you want to take down the letters down and figure out what the word is, okay? Hurry up and get a piece of paper to write it down in the Morse code sheet, a table of the Morse code. Okay, you ready? Well, I'll be starting right away, so if you're not ready, you better turn off the recorder and get that stuff fast. Well, not fast, but until you do it, you can't turn the recorder on. Otherwise, you'll miss something, because I'm going to be continuing on, going on and on right now. Okay, I'll tell you when to turn off the recorder and go get the stuff, just in case you're not ready. Okay, ready? Turn off the recorder and get the stuff now. Okay, assuming you've all got your equipment, including a pencil. Okay, here we go. Here's the first letter. Excuse me, a dot and a dash will be easily clarified. You'll be able to distinguish them, probably did. That's the first letter. Okay. Oh, I made a boo-boo. Forget that letter. Forgot what I was doing. Okay, here's the first letter. Got that? Okay. If you haven't, you better turn off the recorder and, copy it down and turn it on again. Okay, here's the second letter. Got that? Okay, here's the third letter. Okay, fourth letter. Fifth letter. Okay, you got that? Now what do you got? Right, a name. Whose name? Well, who else? Yours truly. If you can't figure that out, well, I'll leave that up to you. Because I'll be going now, and that's all of my ever-continuing ham radio project. Ham radio talk. Oh, so long, everybody.
Hey, 10-4, spot 6.